AFL-CIO President John J. Sweeney joins us now on the telephone. The Labor Federation has endorsed John Kerry. Mr. Sweeney, Senator Edwards tried to appeal to disaffected workers who might have been hurt by NAFTA by running against that trade deal. It seems as though that message didn't carry. Does the AFL-CIO just have to accept the fact that the Democratic Party is not going to share its view of NAFTA and other trade deals?
Well, I think that John Edwards has really been doing a good job at raising the issues that are so important to workers, and we see this all across the country. In Ohio, working families are truly engaged in this year's election because they've been the hardest hit by our nation's job crisis, and Ohio's lost 265,000 jobs since Bush took office. 150,000 of those were good family-supporting manufacturing jobs. And we're excited within the labor movement that Senator Kerry is doing well in the primary races, and we look forward to this continuing debate. We endorsed Kerry 2 weeks ago because we believe he can take on President Bush and he can defeat him.
Can organized labor, which it seemed couldn't deliver Iowa in the caucuses, deliver Ohio in November?
You know, the caucus and the primary process has been really good for organized labor. Our unions were supporting and endorsing different candidates throughout this process. But when we started out with nine candidates, they were articulating the issues that are so important to workers. And we think it's important that people at the grassroots level have a chance to express themselves and get engaged in this campaign. But the uniqueness of the present stage that we're at is that people are coming together behind John Kerry. They want to be united, and they want to work in a campaign that addresses their issues and hold politicians accountable, and we think that we're going to see tremendous support for John Kerry in this presidential campaign.
Mr. Sweeney, one other question. What would your guidance be to Senator Kerry as he looks ahead, if he is to be the nominee, and he looks ahead to November? Try to run strong in the South, try to run strong in the Sun Belt, or get yourself a message that is going to make Ohio go Democratic, West Virginia go Democratic, hold on to Michigan, and go for what they used to call the blue states.
I think it's all of the above. I think everything that you ask about is important in this election. And I think that it's important that average people, working people, feel that their issues are being addressed, and whether it's the South or it's the Midwest or it's the East Coast or the West Coast, people are focused. There's a job crisis in this country. People are seeing this in different industries and different jobs, and those who haven't been affected are afraid that they're going to be affected next, and the Bush administration has really not addressed these issues.
Thank you, Mr. Sweeney. John Sweeney, who's president of the AFL-CIO.